AP News for Friday, October 29th. I'm Tim McGuire. The Food and Drug Administration approves the kid-size Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for children 5 to 11. Acting FDA Director Dr. Janet Woodcock.
The vaccine appears to be 90.7% effective in preventing COVID-19.
Dr. Peter Marks, also with the FDA, says it will take some time to reach the stage where vaccines can be considered for children under 5.
We're probably a few more months off from the younger children. It has to do with when they were enrolled in the trials and the fact that as we get down to younger children, the benefit risk gets to be even more of a careful consideration.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will go through a similar process starting next week. If the vaccine is approved again, millions of children could start their vaccinations within weeks. 6 New York City firefighters angry with a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for city workers that took effect on Friday have been relieved of duty and face suspension after driving a fire truck to State Senator Zelnor Myhre's office and reportedly threatening his staff over the requirement. Myhre says the firefighters were in the wrong place.
The impropriety of coming to our office, it also is a questionable strategy to come to a political office, an elected official's office who does not have jurisdiction over the very thing that you're protesting.
Nearly one-fifth of city employees under the mandate have yet to receive at least one vaccine dose as of Thursday, including nearly a third of firefighters and EMS workers. 4 people are dead, 11 others hurt when a sport utility vehicle carrying 15 migrants rolled over on a West Texas highway early Friday morning. Police say the crash happened about 100 miles east of El Paso. 6 of those in the SUV were airlifted to University Medical Center in El Paso. 3 were in critical condition. This is AP News. A federal appeals panel upholds New York State's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, rejecting arguments that it did not adequately protect those with religious objections. A similar case concerns Maine. Here's Jackie Quinn.
The vaccine mandate for hospital and nursing home workers in Maine does not offer a religious exemption. And while the nation's highest court declined to intervene, 3 conservatives on the bench did issue a dissenting opinion. Justice Neil Gorsuch writes, "It warrants attention that Maine's healthcare workers who've served on the front line of the pandemic for 18 months are now being fired for adhering to their constitutionally protected religious beliefs." Maine's governor, a Democrat, says the vaccination rule protects healthcare workers, patients, and the stability of the healthcare system in the face of a dangerous virus. Challenges to the mandate will play out in the lower courts. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.